April, Victory in Christ. The keynote of victory, April 1. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. These words are full of instruction, and strike the keynote of victory. The apostle presents before the believers the ladder of Christian progress, every step of which represents advancement in the knowledge of God, and in the climbing of which there is to be no standstill. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity are the rounds of the ladder. We are saved by climbing round after round, mounting step after step, to the height of Christ's ideal for us. Thus he has made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. God has called his people to glory and virtue, and these will be manifest in the lives of all who are truly connected with him. Having become partakers of the heavenly gift, they are to go on unto perfection, being kept by the power of God through faith. It is the glory of God to give his virtue to his children. He desires to see men and women reaching the highest standard, and when by faith they lay hold of the power of Christ, when they plead his unfailing promises, and claim them as their own, when with an importunity that will not be denied they seek for the power of the Holy Spirit, they will be made complete in him. Having received the faith of the gospel, the next work of the believers is to add to their character virtue, and thus cleanse the heart and prepare the mind for the reception of the knowledge of God. This knowledge is the foundation of all true education and of all true service. It is the only real safeguard against temptation, and it is this alone that can make one like God in character. Through the knowledge of God and of his Son Jesus Christ, are given to the believer all things that pertain unto life and godliness. No good gift is withheld from anyone who sincerely desires to obtain the righteousness of God. None of us need fail of attaining, in our sphere, to perfection of Christian character. By the sacrifice of Christ, provision has been made for the believer to receive all things that pertain to life and godliness.